Instead of being in a war where millions of people, Seoul, you know, is 25 miles away, millions and millions, 32 million people in Seoul, millions of people would be dead right now.
President Trump, that's 30 seconds.
And I have a good relationship.
Vice President Biden, to you, North Korea conducted 4 nuclear tests under the Obama administration. Why do you think you would be able to rein in this persistent threat?
Because I'd make it clear, which we were making clear to China, they had to be part of the deal. Because here's the I made it clear, and as a spokesperson of the administration, when I went to China, that they said, why are you moving your missile defense up so close? Why are you moving more forces here? Why are you continuing to do military maneuvers with South Korea? I said, because North Korea is a problem, and we're going to continue to do it so we can control them. We're going to make sure we can control them and make sure they cannot hurt us. And so if you want to do something about it, step up and help. If not, it's going to continue. What has he done? He's legitimized North Korea. He's talked about his good buddy, who's a thug, and he talks about how we're better off. And they have much more capable missiles, able to reach U.S. territory much more easily than ever did before.
Let me follow up with you, Vice President Biden. You've said you wouldn't meet with Kim Jong-un without preconditions. Are there any conditions under which you would meet with him?
On the condition that he would agree that he would be drawing down his nuclear capacity to get that the Korean Peninsula should be nuclear-free zone.
They tried
Very
to
quickly,
meet with
10
him.
Seconds, President.
They tried to meet with him. He I wouldn't didn't. Do it. He didn't like Obama. He didn't like him. He wouldn't do it. Having a good relationship
Trump,
with leaders of other countries is a good thing.
We have a lot of questions to get to. Your
response. Like saying we had a good relationship with Hitler before he, in fact, invaded Europe, the rest of Europe. Come on. The reason he would not meet with President Obama is because President Obama said, we're going to talk about denuclearization. We're not going to legitimize you, and we're going to continue to put stronger and stronger sanctions on you. That's why he wouldn't meet with us.